This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news out of stories first. State One government forms three province-level committees with integrated work plan to control the coronavirus infection. Baitari district closes five entry checkpoints linked with Indian border to prevent COVID-19 pandemic. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife Sophie Gregor Trudeau tests positive for coronavirus. Now the news in detail. The State One government has formed various committees with the integrated work plan to control the coronavirus infection. The three different committees have been formed to implement the work plan related to control, defense and treatment of coronavirus. According to Minister for Internal Affairs and Law of State One Hikmat Karaki, a state-level direction committee has been formed under the chairmanship of Chief Minister. Likewise, a state-level implementation committee under the chairmanship of Chief Secretary and a district-level implementation committee under the chairmanship of Chief District Officers have been formed. A state minister's secretaries at the state ministries, heads of Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police, journalists and heads of health officers and doctors represent the committees. The committees were formed to control the infection, to adopt necessary measures and management of effective treatment of the coronavirus. Five border checkpoints linked with Indian border have been set in Baitari district to prevent COVID-19 pandemic. The checkpoints set up at Pancheshwar, Sivanath Rural Municipality and Dasarath Chand Municipality have been closed down, keeping in mind the sensitivity of possible outbreak of the coronavirus. Chief of Baitari District Coordination Committee Siddharaj Bhatt informed that the river banks which are being travelled through the boats have been sought for the time being. The entry points have also been closed at Balara, Dharam, Dhoya, Kusmat and Khairini Ghats. Health Office in charge Yogesh Prasad Bhatt said that the movement to and from the transit points have been restricted to keep precautions of virus outbreak. Meanwhile, preparation is on the way to set up health desk at four border checkpoints in the district. The six persons in a single village have died of consuming homemade alcohol in Dhanusa district. According to in charge of Area Police Office Mahendranagar, Police Inspector Pappu Naik, the deceased are 35-year-old Brahmadev Adab of Sureshwar Nath Municipality 2, 30-year-old Raju Mahara, 36-year-old Gudari Mahara, 30-year-old Ram Narayan Mahara, 42-year-old Bilas Mandal and Girijananda Jha. Police Inspector Naik informed the cause of death as high consumption of alcohol in Holi Festival. The dead bodies have been brought to Provincial Hospital for post-mortem and police investigation into the case is underway. Two people died in a motorcycle accident at Bhimdatta Municipality in Kanchanpur District last night. According to District Police Office Kanchanpur, the deceased have been identified as Surat Dhami and Dinesh Chanda of Bhimdatta Municipality. Police Inspector Bhatt informed that Suraj Dhami died on this spot, whereas Dinesh Chanda died while undergoing treatment at Metro Hospital. The Uttar Pashchim State Government has set up isolation wards in all state and district hospitals, especially targeting COVID-19 suspects. Public Information Officer at the Ministry of Social Development, Hemraj Khatka, said that the wards were equipped with necessary arrangements of health workers. Khatka further said that the ambulance service has also been kept standby near the health desk in the border area. Isolation wards have also been placed at district hospitals including Mahakali Hospital of Kanchanpur and Sethi Hospital of Kailali. Patients especially coming from India have been kept under surveillance at health desks set up along the border area. Public awareness has also been intensified to keep general public informed and sensitized about the coronavirus information. An emergency meeting of Nepali Congress Central Working Committee held at party office Sanepa today passed a condolence motion expressing deep sorrow on the demise of former Nepali Congress Central Committee member and former Minister Purna Kumar Sharma. The meeting held under chairmanship of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba extended condolence to the bereaved family of late Sharma. The BP Koirala Institute of Health Science has brought into operation a health desk for screening coronavirus infection among the patients. A 12-member rapid response team has been formed under the leadership of BP Koirala Institute of Health Science Director Professor Gauri Shankar Saha. He informed that they had set up the desk on Thursday to help prevent possible outbreak of coronavirus and provide treatment to the suspects. The desk will coordinate the treatment of patients coming from various parts of the country. The institute has allocated 10 beds and 3 intensive care units for the service. The weather will be cloudy throughout the country today. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will remain partly cloudy today due to the effect of westerly winds. There are also chances of rain and thunderstorms in some parts of the country. Likewise, the division said it is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight, while isolated brief rain and thunderstorms are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife Sophie Gregoire-Trudeau has tested positive for coronavirus. A statement from the Prime Minister's office says she will remain in isolation for the time being. The couple is now self-isolating. According to his office, Mr. Trudeau is in good health and has no symptoms, but he will remain in isolation for 14 days. There are no plans at present for Mr. Trudeau to test for the coronavirus. There are currently approximately 103 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Canada. India has recorded its first death linked to the coronavirus. Officials confirmed the 76-year-old man from the southern state of Karnataka had returned from Saudi Arabia on 29th February after a month-long visit. The state's health minister said that the people who came in contact with the person were also being tracked and quarantined. India has 73 confirmed cases of the coronavirus so far. The man died on the Tuesday, but his test results were made public on Thursday. Officials said he was screened at the airport when he arrived from Saudi Arabia, but showed no symptoms at the time. He had breathing difficulties on 5th March and was subsequently taken to the hospital. The U.S. has launched a retaliatory air strike against a pro-Iranian militia group in Iraq after a rocket attack killed two of its soldiers. The U.S. Defense Department said the strikes targeted 5 weapons storage facilities across the country. 2 Americans and a British soldier were killed in Wednesday's rocket attack on the Camp Taji military base. Earlier, a U.S. commander said an Iranian-backed militia group was likely to have fired the rockets. In a statement Thursday evening, the Defense Department confirmed that a series of defense precision strikes were carried out by manned aircraft against Qataib Hezbollah facilities. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once again. The state one government forms 3 province-level committees with integrated work plan to control the coronavirus infection. Baitari district closes 5 entry checkpoints linked with Indian border to prevent COVID-19 pandemic. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife Sophie Gregoire-Trudeau tests positive for coronavirus. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinedinnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.